It's 301, and you're listening to WSEA LP Portsmouth 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. Just got done with Turn It Up with Jim, Jeff, Joe.
Billy Bob.
I'm Lord
Jimbo.
Yeah, it's Jim Alvino. I'm horrible with that. But that show's over. And now, it's our turn. This is The Underworld, weekly show dedicated to all that rocks in New England. We've got a lot of great music for you today. And going to kick it off with some Covenant of 13. If you want to get in touch with us, you can call the station here at 430-9722, or you can email us, underworld@underworldrock.com. And here's Disillusion by Covenant of 13. Contrary to last week's commentary by me, Mike. Oh yeah, I'm Mike. That over there is Kaylee, aka.
Hey, Dad.
So contrary to what I said last week, we do not have Coven of 13 as our guest on the show this week, and that is solely my fault because
you a loser.
Because I'm stupid. Because when I booked them, I looked at a September calendar and saw that thinking that I was looking at October, saw the 25th and booked them on the 25th. And well, the 25th this year is
a Thursday.
Or this month is a Thursday. And so that's just not going to work because we're not going to be here. So we'll get Coven of 13 in soon. But supposing I didn't mess up any other dates, we have a guest next week. That'd be Joe from the Big Rock Show and Rat Pack Records. He's awesome. You'll enjoy the conversation with him, I guarantee. Although we're gonna have to watch him because he's not used to being on the radio. Okay.
Okay.
He's used to being online, and as we all know, there's no FCC online. Speaking of which, we've gotten a lot of downloads of The Underworld Uncensored Volume 3.
Yeah,
that one's doing doing really well. There's lots of downloads. So if anybody wants to check that out, that's both on iTunes or available on our webpage at www.underworldrock.com. You'll find it. I know you know how to use a computer and, you know, surf around on the website. I need to change some of the content and layout on that. It's been stagnant for a little while. Time to
like a year.
Time to jazz it up a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be all jazzy.
Jazz hands.
Spirit fingers.
Okay.
So who's red rust buckets that's sitting out
hey,
there? That thing's
like
sitting in my parking
car.
Spot.
It's mine. Remember? You bought it for me and I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I took your spot because I didn't think you'd be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. True story.
I love the way you tell it, too.
Play a CD or something.
All right, this is Mirror by Wicked.
We'll be right back.
That was Two-Sided Season with After the End. You can catch them live next, not tomorrow, but next Wednesday, which is Halloween night, at the Dover Brick House. They're going to be playing with Maniacal and From the Shadows. That's a good show right there. Love Maniacal. Love Two-Sided Season. And From the Shadows, I have a lot of respect for a lot of stuff they do. I do like them. There's a couple of the vocals that are a little, I don't know what the word would be, but what do you think, Kay?
I don't really know right now.
I don't know. They're excellent musicians, but I haven't seen them live. I don't know. But Dover Brick House, Maniacal, Two-Sided Season, From the Shadows, October night, October 31st.
October night?
No, Halloween night. Yeah, October. It is an October night. You can't deny that.
But
Halloween night. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And on Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday is a cool show because it's going to be Voodoo Terror Tribe, 12-step program, Boring Kind of Guy, and Reckoning. And Reckoning is going to be releasing a new CD, so that'd be cool. That's also at Dover Brick House, Saturday the 27th, and I would go to that. I mean, I got an email from Emir, the guitarist for Voodoo Terror Tribe, a couple days ago, asking if I was going to be at that. But that's Wendy's birthday party.
This is true.
I got to be at a big party that day.
You're just too popular.
I would love to be able to go play. You know, listen to tunes, but I gotta go to work. I gotta do my partying with my friend Wendy, cause she's turning 40.
Dude.
Yes.
She's old enough to be your sister.
I know. So just before Two-Sided Season, we heard Sleight of Mind with their song Sleight of Mind. Those guys are cool. I gotta check them out some more. And up next is Shadow Cell. Song's titled Bang. Of course, it would help if I actually
hit the play button.
No, I hit the play button. I didn't turn the slider up.
Evil! Evil!
It's an evil day, man.
Stuck in the corner.
That was two bands in a row with female vocalists. First was Shadow Cell with Bang. That last one, of course, is Q, and that song is titled Reflections. I flipping love Q. Those guys are awesome. Love them.
I've only seen them once, though.
Yeah.
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to speak up.
No.
That's better. You're not even on a caffeine buzz. You're just lethargic today. Oh, she's...
I'm fly hunting.
She's a killer. Kaylee the killer. You only stunned it. It flew away.
Oh, that's pathetic.
Oh, we know how to suck. Party here at the Underworld, dog.
Dog. Yeah.
So anything good going on, Kay?
I don't know. I have some Red Bulls in my car. You can
yes.
Go get them if you want.
Go get those.
Okay.
Were those?
No, I bought them.
Okay.
Yeah.
She knows why I ask. It's because she's supposed to only take Red Bull out of the fridge if I don't have any Jaeger in the freezer.
Yep.
And
no,
I know I've got a lot.
That's how I've always judged it, even before you like said anything. If there's Jaeger in the freezer, I don't take it. But it depends on the amount of Jaeger.
That's my girl. She's a very good kid. Yes, I know. You judge. You like, okay, well, he's got half
like
a bottle, so he only needs three Jaegers.
Yeah, something like that. Something to that effect.
Or three Red Bulls, I mean.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I'm going to play some more music over here. You go get the Red Bull over there.
Okay.
All right. I forgot what I put in here now.
Way to go, stupid.
It'll come to me. I'm thinking.
Come on. What'd you do? You can just open it and look.
Well, fine.
Duh.
Oh, yeah, it's Twisted Roots.
Oh, yeah.
The song's New Monday.
And if it feels all right for Tuesday, and you got to have it just a little longer, well, you can stretch it out to Sunday, but Monday comes. And if the light of speed don't trick you out, with all your mind's peace and feet don't fail me now, 'cause it's a temporary phase of the moon when Monday. Just a little longer. Well, you can stretch it out to Sunday, but Monday. We'll be right back. does it feel the right on this Monday? Yeah, does it feel the right? And does it feel just like a Tuesday?
That was... Excuse me a second. Here we go. That was Twisted Roots. I'm losing my mind. Ah, those guys are really, really awesome. And I look forward to seeing them play again. I've got to take a look and see when they're going to play.
Now that I think about it.
This next band is playing a show tomorrow night at Dover Brick House.
Yeah.
Hence, I'm making dang sure that I'm mentioning that Resonate is going to be playing tomorrow night at the Dover Brick House.
I'm sorry, where are they playing?
At the Dover Brick House.
Oh, okay.
In Dover, New Hampshire.
Got it.
Strangely enough, it's not made out of brick.
That's weird.
No,
I was
really
just
is.
About to say that.
It really is. I'm just kidding. I love that place. So, this is George.
Somebody else.
Resonate is just multifaceted, I must say. They can go from just crunchy, you know, down in the dirt death metal to some real nice classical guitar. That's, I love that kind of change up.
Diversity.
Yeah. Good stuff. And again, you can catch them tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Dover Brickhouse. Doors open at 8, show starts at 9. So go see Resonate, they rock. I'm not finding anything on there to even talk about.
Nah, it's all lame today.
Maybe we'll score big on something. I don't know. Let's listen to Jake and the Jakes. They're going to be our guests on the show on November 6th, assuming they show up on time.
Yeah. Sorry.
This is from their most recent disc,
which is called
Last Call, and this song is Stripes.
So you want
anxious about fear, especially somebody else's. Tap into your childhood fears of the dark and of being alone.
That's Pure Inform with Wrapped in Silence. Just before that, we heard Halo Burn with King of a Fragile World. It is 3:57, and you're listening to The Underworld on WSEA LP Portsmouth, 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. And we're doing what we always do, what we do every week at The Underworld. We're listening to the awesome bands that come from right here in our area. Predominantly metal. You know, and punk, because Kaylee and I are metalheads. That's what we like. But, you know, there's some straight-up rock in there, too, and every once in a while we throw something crazy in. But right now, I'm just feeling like playing more metal. So here's one from a band that's actually down in Virginia, but they're on our show because their guitarist is a kid from Massachusetts, and he's down playing in Virginia because he and everybody else in this band are active U.S. Navy sailors stationed on the USS George Washington. So here's Batteries Release, and this track is titled The Sequel.
All right, them high school girls are still the same age.
Thank you.
That's some good stuff. That was the sequel by Batteries Release. Wow. Once again, you know, the second I actually need a name, it just goes flying from my head. So I just got a request for a couple bands, and I haven't heard this before, so we're going to be listening to it together for the first time. This is Steel Assassin, and this disc is called War of the Eight Saints, and we're going to play track 10 off it. It's titled Barabbas. So check this one out.
From across the sea, we led a newfound colony.
Well, that was awesome, but it was the wrong song. I do that just about every time. So I'll play Barabbas here in a minute. Got another one that requested from the same guy, who happens to be Metal Mark, the man behind Black Knight Meditations. And what is Black Knight Meditations, you may ask? Well, I would answer what's written on this card right here. You hear it? In my hot little hand, a heathenish foray along the shining path. Oral ruminations of black death, speed, thrash, gothic, doom, power, prog, shred, and traditional metal, not broadcast via conventional or commercial airwaves. Every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. For more information and playlists, you can go to www.blacknightmeditations.com. So, that last one, well, it was the wrong song, but it was requested by Mark himself, and this next one, as long as this is the right band, I think it is, but hey, I don't know what I'm doing half the time, so we'll just listen to it. This is Frozen from their disc Enemy Soil. This song is Hell From Above, and right after this, we're going to go right into the song that I was going to play from Steel Assassin. So here's Frozen. Try it one more time.
Stuck in time, I think we end up into hell.
Mark, you can choose music for me anytime. I've said it many times that your taste in metal is unbelievable. And wow, these two bands that you turned me on to today are both just outstanding. So let's listen to another one from Steel Assassin. This is Barabbas. Wow, that is Steel Assassin with Barabbas. Just before that, we played Frozen. The song we played there was Hell From Above. And before that, Steel Assassin again with Metal Fire. And just to wrap up the fun that we're having for Mark from Black Knight Meditations, here's one more. This is Automativity by Candy Striper Death Orgy. We'll be right back. Death Orgy. I was fortunate enough to catch them at Loudfest 07 down at Haverhill Stadium in Haverhill, Mass. They were one of the many awesome local bands that played that show. It was a really awesome festival all day long, and finishing with Joey Belladonna from Anthrax. That was truly a great event all around. So much fun, such great music, such a great crowd, and just the whole thing was outstanding. I really like Candy Stripe of Death Orgy. I can't believe that's the first time I've ever played them on the show. I don't know. I'm gonna play more tunes though. Here's Sinister by Our Past. Our Past, another awesome band, and on next week's show we will have the guy who runs the record company that so many of these bands are on, and that's Rat Pack Records. We're gonna have Joe in the studio here with us. He also does an internet show called The Big Rock Show, and he gets a lot of really big names on his show. A lot of interviews. He plays lots of local music, and he's a natural for radio, so he'll be a lot of fun next week. He's a fun guy, and you can probably check out his, well, I know you can check out his show by going to podomatic.com and then search up The Big Rock Show, and you won't be disappointed. He plays a lot of awesome stuff. He's got outstanding taste in music. Let's do some more tunes. How about some Jonathan's Distortion? Here's Degree in Falling.
Oh,
That was, it'll come to me. That was Shanghai Thrills with Jet Lag. Just before that, Jonathan's Distortion. The song's called Degree in Falling. This next one is called Automaton, and it's from Terror in the Midnight Sun.
Bye.
That was Into Apathy with Shame. And hey, I'm just going to play more music. Here's Mindset X with Fame by Death.
Get big. We'll be right back. Thursday, October 25th at the Music Hall, a Farron West film.
Well, what would y'all tell Ashley Simpson if she sees this?
That she rocks and that she's cool and that who cares what everybody else thinks, but she's awesome. And I love her hairstyle, definitely. She's real.
What other music do y'all like? Do y'all like, do y'all know who Bob Dylan is?
No.
You don't know who he is?
No.
I mean, he used to inspire people to, like, drive to Washington and burn their bras. Did she inspire you to do anything?
No.
Portsmouth Community Radio, in conjunction with The Wire, RPM Challenge 07, Elwyn Sound, and The Music Hall, present Before the Music Dies.
Today, Ray Charles would not get a shot. Today, Stevie Wonder would not get a shot. They're blind.
An exploration of the current state of the music industry and its effect on artists.
Who's going to get signed are the ones that fit the existing formula, because they're the most likely to have a hit the quickest, the most immediately, and the most risk-free.
Doors open at 7.
The first thing that shocked me was this playlist thing. That was when I was like, what do you mean? We have to play this? We have to play this in this order? This? These same songs over and over?
Musical performance by Twine Man.
There's so many people now who release an album without never having really performed, because they made a video, and now there's a demand to see them. I mean, that's insane.
Immediately following the screening, an industry panel discussion featuring Al Barr of the Dropkick Murphys, singer-songwriter John Nolan, and Joe Lenardi of Barsook Records.
People get art and commerce mixed up, and once you can separate the two and see that art is art and commerce is commerce, and understand that this business is commerce, you know, then it makes that much more sense.
You got to sell your Coca-Cola and your Chips Ahoy and your Nabisco and your Super Deluxe tampons, and then you figure out how to fit the music in.
We're at this ticklish stage right now where you still have the mega corporations, you still have the consolidated radio stations, but you also have the beauty of the internet and going around them.
I was given this opportunity to, you know, get out of the record business and into the music business. And from where I sit, coming from a major label to ATO, the music business is extremely healthy.
There's a lot of dumbing down going on, but I don't think that we need to panic. I think we just need to teach our children well.
It's an evening for artists and music fans alike, so join us Thursday, October 25th, starting at 7 p.m., presented by your friends at Portsmouth Community Radio.
And even as we speak, I've got two tickets to that show, Before the Music Dies, that I'm going to give away to the first caller at 430-9722. Give me a call, and you get these tickets to go see Before the Music Dies Thursday night at 7 o'clock. So apparently, well, first, that was maniacal with Act Like You're Back from the Dead. You can catch them a week from tomorrow, Halloween night, at Dover Brick House. They'll be playing with Two-Sided Season and I want to say Mongrel. I think that's right. That show will start at 9. The doors will open at 8. And tomorrow night, Resonate at the Brick House. Saturday night, Voodoo Terror Tribe, and I forget who else, but a lot of good music coming up right away. Maybe nobody understood what I was saying before. I don't know. We've got this very cool evening of music and conversation and a movie at the Portsmouth Music Hall Thursday night. It's called Before the Music Dies. It's a documentary about the state of the music industry and how it's gone from a music industry to a recording industry, and how people deal with that, and you know what kind of changes are coming up. And we've got some great musicians that are going to be doing that are going to be playing. We got other great musicians that are going to be doing a panel discussion, and I've got two tickets in my hand. If you call me at 430-9722, I will give them to you. If nobody calls, I'm going to take them, and I'm going to go to the show. Either way, they're going to get used. But if you want them, then give me a call, 430-WSCA. And that's it for the Underworld this week. One second. Hey, Rick, could you grab that? Sorry about that. That's it for the Underworld, though. We'll be back next week with Joe from Rat Pack Records and the Big Music Show, or the Big Rock Show, rather. And we'll be bringing you some awesome music. Until then, rock on.